Page 77. Exercise 3.
You will hear a talk about the first science fiction book written by Mary Shelley. For questions 1 to 9, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Although science fiction is often considered to be a fairly modern literary genre, it has a long tradition. By the end of the 19th century, novels involving science and fantasy had already become popular. But as James Renshaw explains, the genre goes back even further.
The first novel that is generally recognised as a work of science fiction is Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley in 1817. Mary Shelley had an unconventional and often tragic life. She was the only child of Mary Wollstonecraft, the famous feminist, and William Godwin, a philosopher and novelist. She never knew her mother, who died in childbirth, but her father had the very highest expectations of her. Her earliest years were imbued with a peculiar sort of gothicism. On most days, she would go for a walk with her father to the St. Pancras churchyard to visit her mother's grave, and Godwin taught her to read and spell her name by getting her to trace her mother's inscription on the gravestone. From an early age, she was surrounded by famous philosophers, writers, and poets. Coleridge made his first visit when Mary was 2 years old. At the age of 16, Mary ran away to live with the 21-year-old poet Percy Shelley, despite the fact that he was already married at the time. Although she was cast out of society, even by her father, this inspirational liaison produced her masterpiece, Frankenstein. She conceived of the novel when she was just 19 and was spending the summer with Shelley in Switzerland. On the night of June the 16th, Mary and Percy Shelley could not return to their home due to an incredible storm and spent the night at the Villa Diodati with the poet Lord Byron. The group read aloud a collection of German ghost stories, and this inspired Byron to challenge them all to write a ghost story. Mary spent a week thinking of a suitable subject for her story, and it came to her when she had what she called a waking nightmare.
I saw the pale student of unhallowed arts kneeling beside the thing he had put together. I saw the hideous phantasm of a man stretched out, then, on the working of some powerful engine, show signs of life. His success would terrify the artist. He would rush away, hope that this thing would subside into dead matter. He opens his eyes. Behold, the horrid thing stands at his bedside, opening his curtains.
In her story, the monster is created by a young student, Victor Frankenstein, who assembles the creature from various body parts he collects from graveyards and slaughterhouses. The creature he creates escapes and flees to the woods. At first, he is innocent and lonely, but he begins to change when he's rejected and attacked by humans because of his horrifying appearance. The creature realizes that the only hope of escaping from total isolation is for Victor Frankenstein to create a female for him, which he initially agrees to do. However, Victor then changes his mind, and this leads the monster to embark on a course of horrifying revenge. Mary completed the novel in May of 1817, and when it was published the following year, it became a huge success. The same, however, could not be said of her personal life, which was marred by further tragedies. Mary and Shelley married, but fierce public hostility towards the couple drove them to Italy. Initially, they were happy, but two of their children died there, and Mary never fully recovered. When Mary was only 24, her husband drowned, leaving her alone with a 2-year-old son. For her remaining 29 years, she lived in England, which she despised because of the morality and social system. She was shunned by conventional circles and worked as a professional writer to support her father and her son. Mary became an invalid at the age of 48. She died in 1851 of a brain tumour with poetic timing. The Great Exhibition, which was a showcase of technological progress, was opened. This was the same scientific technology that she had warned against in her most famous book, Frankenstein.